WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Art Farmer is one of the few jazz musicians whose first instrument is flugelhorn. Flugelhorn is like a trumpet, but it's slightly larger and with a deeper, more mellow sound. Farmer has a new album on which he plays the music of Billy Strayhorn. Strayhorn was Duke Ellington's associate and collaborator for nearly 30 years. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the album is a perfect marriage of the composer's and the performer's lyrical sensibilities.
Twenty years after Billy Strayhorn's death, we're in the midst of a Strayhorn revival. Duke Ellington's 1967 tribute to his recently deceased collaborator, and his mother called him Bill, has been reissued on RCA compact disc. Pianist Marion McPartland has an all-Strayhorn set out now on Concord. And then there's Art Farmer's Something to Live For, the music of Billy Strayhorn, a quintet album on Contemporary. It's one of the prettiest and most satisfying sets I've heard in months. Billy Strayhorn was often called Ellington's alter ego, a composer whose lush harmonic sense appealed to Ellington's taste for rich orchestrations. True enough. But hearing Billy Strayhorn's music in a basic quintet setting reminds us how deceptively simple his melodies could be when constructed from one or two ingeniously varied phrases or intervals. His shapely melodies make it easy for thoughtful improvisers to respond with well-sculpted statements of their own. Art Farmer's flugelhorn solo on Johnny Come Lately is a case in point. Jazz musicians are better attuned to Strayhorn's lyricism than flugelhorn player Art Farmer. His tone is one of the warmest in jazz. He seems to have used Miles Davis's intimate trumpet sound of the 50s as his departure point. Indeed, Farmer should be celebrated by every fan who laments Davis's turn away from acoustic jazz. But Art Farmer also enjoys a mastery of brass technique that Davis at his peak would be hard-pressed to match. Listen to the warmth and elegance of Farmer's solo on the Strayhorn ballad, Something to Live For.
Thank you.
That's Art Farmer on Billy Strayhorn's Something to Live For. But excerpts don't really do this music justice. One of its pleasures is hearing how well integrated the solos of Farmer, tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan, and pianist James Williams are, and how sensitively bassist Rufus Reed and drummer Marvin Smitty Smith underscore and subtly direct their musings. These performances aren't mere strings of solos. There's an underlying unity of tone derived from each composition's strong personality. The quintet's interplay and empathy make these Strayhorn compositions, some dating back to the late 30s and early 40s, sound perfectly fresh, truly timeless. Art Farmer turned 59 this year. Clifford Jordan is 56. But in the course of their long careers, neither has played as deeply or as well as they do nowadays. They're among the many jazz musicians who've continued to grow at an age when younger folk may think them ready to call it a day. By contrast, Billy Strayhorn, who died at age 51, always seemed wise beyond his years. Some believe he wrote the world-weary Lush Life while still in his teens. The contrast between Billy Strayhorn's precocity and world-weariness and Art Farmer's experience and enthusiasm give the album Something to Live For an uncommonly rich emotional texture.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times. He reviewed Art Farmer's new album, Something to Live For, the music of Billy Strayhorn, on the Contemporary record label.